Second transmission.
Oh, brother. What's happening? What's going on here? Oh, and I know what you're thinking. It's 1930, the time at which we listen to Cheap Trick live in Japan. No, you're wrong. Well, at least about the Cheap Trick stuff. It is, in fact, 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always, always begins. My name is, in fact, Tobe. You knew that already. And I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I have gotten out of my car because I am outside on a lovely day. It's well over 50 degrees Fahrenheit. It's about 55. It's about 12 degrees Celsius. It's very calm, no wind. Or, you know, Beaufort scale 0 to 1, somewhere in there. Where am I? If you had to guess, where is Tobe right now? Go ahead, guess. But you really didn't need to guess, did you? Because you already knew that I was at Harrenhaven. And I'm now walking around the Dragonfly Pond, which is iced over. And it's iced over enough, and the ice is thick enough that all the tree branches and twigs that have fallen on it are being supported by the ice. What will we see? What will we see? As I walk into the forest, I can hear birds chirping. There is another car here. It's one of those Lexus SUVs. And I'm trying to think, do I know whose car this is? I think I do, but I can't remember her name. She's a photographer, comes out here. What is her name? It's not Mary, not Amy. It's something blank E, huh? Doesn't matter. Can't remember. So yes, I'm glad that we're able to come out here to Harrenhaven once again. Will this be the last trip to Harrenhaven in the calendar year of 2018? Possibly, because even though it is nice right now, I heard there's supposed to be a snowstorm overnight. So we might be waking up to snow. Who knows? I am looking around for stuff, for dudes. I'm not seeing much of anything. There's a bird up above me going bleat, bleat. And for those regular listeners who are wondering, yes, I am wearing shorts. I've got my sweatshirt on. Got my short pants on. Yes, I am wearing short pants outdoors on the first day of December. December 1st. That is today. And I'm approaching the crossroads here. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Which way do I want to go? I think we're going to go out through the cut and look at the Mulhouse property. See if we can see any dudes out there. And something just popped into my head. Did we see any minks this year? Did we see any minks in the spring? That's when we usually show up to see them. That's when they show up. Alright, but what's going on out here today? If anything. Who's out here? Well, apparently no one. Tobe scans right to left, then left to right. I do not see any marmots. I do not see any foxes or turkeys or deer. This is that time of year when we start seeing deer again.
and blah, blah, blah.
But I'm not spotting any now. Oh, ow, ow, my knee's about to pop. Oh, it won't do it. Ow. Come on. All right, well, let's force it. Nope, and that's not going to happen right now. Ah, so I'm going to have to walk weird for a while here. All right, well, let's head out to the boardwalk. See if we can find any dudes out there. I sure would like to see some muskrats. We sure haven't seen many muskrats this year. But that's only because I think they're all over in the other corner, in the inaccessible area by the spring, where there's lots of cattails. As I walk by the sub pond, it is partially iced over. Oh, there's some other people here walking in behind me. That's weird. Or maybe it's the car that was there, but they were elsewhere. I don't know. There's nothing going on in the sub pond, though. No ducks or nothing. Some of the ice has actually melted. And speaking of ice, oh, you might remember back this earlier this year in February, we were out on the ice up in the spring corner where the muskrats like to hang out, and we were hanging out with muskrats all the time, and they were getting up close and saying hi and doing scratty business. All right, let's go out here and see what we can find. Wow. It is very calm and still today. The water's glass smooth. No ripples. I can see the reflection of the sky. And that's about all I can see. Where's everybody? Where's all the dudes? I'm over the water. And I'm looking back into the cattails. Looking for signs of muskrat action. But I'm not actually seeing any. Signs of muskrat action include, you know, little waves and lots of broken, half-eaten cattails. So I'm going to walk out here. Hey, what's that? Way over there on the other side of the pond, there's a lump. I can see a lump, and it kind of looks furry from here. Is that a dude? Is that just a log or a rock or something? We're gonna find out. Little tiny breezes come up every once in a while, barely put any ripples on the water. It is a still and calm day. And I'm checking out all the other reed lines and stuff, looking for dudes. As I get out here on the end of the boardwalk, I can tell that that lump is just a chunk of log. I'm looking at it from the end on. I'm looking up there towards the spring. It's 100 yards away, though, trying to see if there's any scratty action. I don't see any water movement, but they could just be resting. Wow. And as I look over, you know, towards the big blind area, there's a lot of geese. Lots of Canadas out there. There's 100 at least. They're not making very much noise, which I think is weird, because usually they're pretty much just always freaking out. I'm going to look down here on the other side of the end of the boardwalk here, see if I can see any other movement or dudes out here. And no, it is quiet and calm. There's nothing going on. I don't see any frogs. I don't see any polywogs. There's just nobody on this side. But there's more people now coming onto the boardwalk. And we're getting a little breeze picking up here. I'm kind of surprised there's so many people here, but not really. It is a pretty nice day. And the weather is gonna supposedly get nightmarish. And a storm is supposedly coming, so that will be interesting in itself just to see what happens. Do I want to wake up to snow? No, I do not. Alright, so I'm walking back down the boardwalk, looking into the reed lines, seeing nothing. And the reed line, this is a line that I invented myself. It's like a tree line, if you understand that concept, or a water line. The reed line is usually, you know, not equivalent to the water line. The water line being where the water meets the bank. The reed line extends into the water. My neck is getting cramped up. What's that all about? Am I too tense? Ugh. I haven't been up that long. Barely had any tea. Again, it was one of those days where I was trying to drink my tea as I was answering my daily emails and stuff. And, yeah, I got a good one for you. And I only had like a couple of sips of tea before I realized that it was a nice day and grabbed everything and ran outside. One of the emails I got today was kind of funny. It's from Booper, who is learning Dutch, the Dutch language, from an app. An app. App. So he's learning some Dutch because he does enjoy traveling to the Netherlands. And he usually goes, you know, like twice a year or so, sometimes more. And so he finally decided he was going to learn some Dutch. And right now I'm standing, I'm standing on the land bridge overlooking the billabong. There's no ice on the billabong, and way back in the back I can see movement. Yeah, there's ducks back there. We'll be able to see them from the wall blind. So yeah, yesterday Booper was telling me that he was learning Dutch, and so today the email he sent to me was, I wonder how much I should try to use. It's kind of a funny question, I thought. Because, you know, obviously if you don't know much, you're going to need to use all of it. The less you know, the more you... Anyway, I'm not going to go into it. Because we're into the wall blind here. And I thought I saw some ducks. Yeah, there's some ice back here still. Because it's all in the shade, but there's a pair of mallards back here. You like my shiny green head? And they're swimming around near the ice. Just that one pair of mallards. They're not making any noise or anything. So let's head out to the big blind. Take a look at all those big honkers out there. Right, so I advised him to use it as much as possible. I mean, that's why you learn a language, is so you can use it and so you can communicate with people. And, you know, it's one of those things where you can go for it. Now, let's see. I'm going to be overtaken here in a minute by walkers. Why do we have walkers out here? Luckily, I've come to an interesting place to stop. I'm right at the ridge. And what is going on up there? It looks... there is something at ground level. Well, but it just moved back. What is that back there? Is there a turkey up there? Or turkeys? I don't hear anything. Did I just see a tail, squirrel tail or something? Jesus, we've got more of them now, too. And they're not paying any attention at all. Well, I don't know what I saw, but I saw little branches moving and stuff. I don't know what was up there. Maybe it was just a squirrel or a bird jumping off a branch, but something moved. Then I saw more movement at ground level. What the hell was that? I believe I shall continue on. So, now, me myself, I do have some experience with this, and even though I don't travel, and even though I really don't speak another language, I can get by in French. I can make my intentions known, even though maybe I won't have perfect syntax, or maybe I won't conjugate the verb properly. But, you know, usually you can get close enough that people will understand what you mean. And then they will correct you. They will tell you the right way to say it. And that's very convenient. I do have a few opportunities to speak French here in town. And as I stand on the bridge overlooking the Turtle Reproduction Pond, I'm looking at mallards. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 or more pairs. That's like 30 ducks. And who's over there? Oh, more duckies. Swimming around. Well, this is the mallard pond today. Yeah, I don't get a lot of opportunities to speak French. But it happens every once in a while. Here in town, we have a very large African refugee population. To the tune of about, 12, 14,000 people. Last time I heard, it was about 12,000, and that was a few years ago. Alright, I'm approaching the blind, but there's tons of people in it. There's lots of goozers out there. There's goozers on the log. Canadas. Are there any turtles on the log? And I don't see any. So we got a lot of geese. Not a lot up close, but they're all out there a ways. Out there kind of far. I'm going to take the loop path here, and we're going to go halfway up the loop so we can look into the pond. See who's... See who's down there. Yeah, all the geese, and there's about 150, I would guess, are all on the other side of Goose Island. And I can smell something. Where's it coming from? That is fox. That is the smell of a fox that has been through here in the last 24 hours. Okay, start looking for fox poop. Why do I know 24 hours? Because it wouldn't be this strong. It rained yesterday. It didn't stop right until about mid-afternoon. So actually, I know it's a little bit less than 24 hours. Did he mark something around here? Did he mark a tree? I lost it. Okay, so we're gonna look down into the ravine here. See if I can spot anything. No, I can't see anything because all the low trees and bushes still have a lot of leaves on them, even though they're turning colors. They are wilting and sort of dying, but they're still on the branches, so I can't see Jack. Here's an interesting little dig site. Is that a squirrel or is that a fox? Right, so anyway. There are enough French-speaking Africans here that I do get to bust it out every once in a while, because you will often find these people at work, and they'll be wearing name tags, and they'll have French or vaguely French names. And you can, you know, you can pull it out on them, and suddenly they're impressed. Like, whoa, I thought Americans were dumbasses. But you can speak my language. Let's see. Who else do I get to practice my French on? Well, there's always the Belgian contingent. I do appreciate my Belgian listenership. And so you will often see me making comments to my Belgian listeners in the Anon Radio Room of Calm in French, or en français, as we like to say. You like that accent? en français. Je ne parle pas français. But I try. Alright, I'm walking down the hill, looking around for dudes and stuff. There's a guy sitting on the bench down here, so we're not going to see any dudes. Oh, but that's okay. We did manage to see a lot of ducks. And everybody knows how much I love ducks. I should have brought the duck call out. Will this be the last chance of the year to use my duck call? It might be. It might have been. Walking back over the bridge, looking into the turtle pond, it's all ducks. It's all mallards. It's a very mallardy day. So that's nice. Other languages that I wish I spoke include, but are not limited to, German, Japanese, Cantonese, Romanian. Why do I want to speak Romanian? I don't know. I just like the sound of it. And what else might come in handy? You know, Arabic or Hindi. Two languages that I know very, very little about. But anyway, speaking of languages, let's get back to Booper's email. Okay, so he writes, yeah, I wonder how much Dutch I should try to use when I'm over there. And he also said, yeah, now I'll know what those sneaky Amish are saying. Because, as we all know, the Amish people who live in America speak Pennsylvania Dutch. And so Booper is assuming that because he's learning to Dutch, he will be able to speak to the Amish people here in America. And we do have an Amish colony pretty close. What is that, about 2 hours away? Over in Amana, Iowa, you jump on Interstate 80, you'd be there in 2 hours, maybe less. Well, actually, I think it's a little bit further than that. Is it on this side of Des Moines? Is it on the other side of Des Moines? It's about 2 hours to Des Moines. Yeah. Either way, you're getting there before lunchtime. Unfortunately, I had to inform my friend Booper that he is not, in fact, going to be able to understand what the Amish people are saying, because the Amish people actually speak German. That's right. Pennsylvania Dutch is actually German. Kind of a funny dialect of German. Now you might be wondering, how could this mistake be made? How come nobody knows this? Well, people who need to know. But the confusion comes from the German word for German. And you probably know this. The German word for German is Deutsch, as in sprechen Sie Deutsch, or Deutschland über alles. Everybody knows, well, not everybody, but if you write the word Deutsch down, it kind of looks like Dutch. And when you say Deutsch, it kind of sounds like Dutch. And even though Dutch and German are related languages, they are not the same language. And so when people say Pennsylvania Dutch, what they actually mean is Pennsylvania Deutsch, which is in fact German. Now the Amish, their German is kind of a funny little dialect, because all the Amish people who are immigrants from German-speaking countries, they all spoke their own little dialects since they were all from all over the place. But when they came together as a community in America, all their disparate dialects sort of got mixed up and mixed into one big pot and came out as Pennsylvania German or Pennsylvania Deutsch or Pennsylvania Dutch. So if you meet any Amish, try some German on them. It does work. Oh, we got some more people here. How do I know that this in fact works? Because I have it on good authority. Hello. When was this? I don't remember. But my parents were traveling, and they were somewhere in Amish country. And my dad was approached by, they were just walking around somewhere, and coming the other direction was an Amish guy and his two grandchildren. This is really interesting. I laughed. So my dad's carrying around some candy. He offers it to the grandpa to give to the kids. You know, my dad says, "Is it all right if I give him this?" And the guy says, "Yeah, sure." And so my dad says something in German to the kids, you know, something along the lines of, "Here geht's, Kinder. You know, here you go, kids." And the kids just about wigged out. They, big looks of shock on their face. And then Grandpa explains that they don't speak English. You know, these were young kids, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old. They don't speak English yet. And you're the first, quote, English, end quote, person they've ever heard speak to them in their native language. Because remember, the Amish refer to anybody who isn't them as the English, even though we are in fact Americans. I'm standing by the butterfly garden looking for dudes and stuff, but there's nothing here. Somebody here drove here in an old cop car that's been... No, so anyway. Yeah, there's now 4 cars here. 5 cars here, including mine. So... My dad freaked out some Amish kids. They thought, "Ooh, who's this cool guy who can speak our language? He looks like a whitey." All right, we are back to my car. Oh, ah, and my shoulder. So, if you know any Amish people, you can speak German to them. They will know what you're saying. I need to learn more German. I need to learn all kinds of stuff, but basically what I really need to do now is go home. Gotta do some stuff and then go to my parents' house to work on my tube amp. Got some more amplifier building today, so that'll be fun. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. It is Saturday, so stay tuned. Coming up next, right after I finish, we will hear the sound show, genre mix, and discussion with MJT. Stay tuned, that's coming up next, and I'm out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ニッツプレサイス